En el lobby there, en el vestíbulo, tenemos un paquete de información para ustedes. We have a whole pack of information for you as you leave out. So if you leave out, go ahead and take one of the pamphlets or one of the packets with you. Bless you. Bless you. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalm 139. Si tienes su Biblia, por favor, vamos a Salmo 139. Psalm 139. And we're going to read verses 7 to 10. Keep your finger there. Deja su dedo ahí mismo. And also, I want you to look at Romans chapter 8. También vamos a mirar Romanos capítulo 8. And we're going to look at verses 37 through 39. Y vamos a mirar Romanos capítulo 8, versículos 37 hasta 39. You all with me? All right. Psalm 139. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Salmo 139, 7. ¿A dónde podría alejarme de tu espíritu? ¿A dónde podría huir de tu presencia? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my beds in the depth, you are there. Si subiera al cielo, ahí estás tú. Si tendiera mi lecho en el fondo del abismo, también estás ahí. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, si me elevara sobre las alas de la alba, o me estableciera en los extremos del mar, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. Aún allí tu mano me guiará, me sostendría tu mano derecha. Romans chapter 8, 37 says, knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors in him who loved us. En todos estos somos más que vencedores por medio de aquel que nos amó. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, ni la muerte, ni la vida, ni los ángeles, ni los demonios, ni la presente, ni lo porvenir, ni los poderes, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ni lo alto, ni lo profundo, ni cosa alguna en toda la creación podrá apartarnos del amor que Dios nos ha manifestado en Cristo Jesús nuestro Señor. And the church says, amen, amen. Father in heaven, Dios poderoso, thank you for this day, Lord. Gracias por este día, Señor. Open our eyes, our hearts, our wills to your word. Abre nuestros ojos, nuestros deseos, Señor, nuestra voluntad, Señor, a ti. Help us as we strive to live for you each and every day. Ayúdanos en caminar contigo cada día, Señor. Be with us as we look into your word and as we look into your heart. Ve con nosotros, Señor, entre este mensaje que va a mirar a ti y también a su corazón, Señor. Bless God, watch over and keep us. In Jesus' name, en el nombre de Jesucristo. Amen. Amen. I performed a wedding yesterday. If you were on Facebook, maybe you saw some of the pictures or video clips that I uploaded.
Ayer celebré una boda. Yo estaba un oficiante de una boda in Bridgeton, New Jersey. And it was beautiful. Fue hermosa.
The couple stood up front, smiling, nervous.
La pareja estaba al frente, nerviosa, sonriendo.
They held hands. They looked into each other's eyes.
Se tomaron de las manos. Se miraron a los ojos uno a otro.
And then they said the words, and we've heard all these words before.
También dijeron las palabras que nosotros sabemos.
I promise to love you for better, for worse, for richer for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do us part.
Prometo amarte en lo bueno, en lo malo, en la riqueza, en la pobreza, en la salud, en la enfermedad, hasta que la muerte nos separe.
That's a serious promise.
Es una promesa serioso.
And it's not just a romantic saying. It's, no es algo solo romántica. Es un compromiso. It's a vow to God.
But if we're honest with one another, as strong of a statement as it is, as strong of a vow it is, si seramos honesto, aunque es un fuerte compromiso,
even the best human love can break this vow.
Si somos honestos, hasta el mejor amor humano puede fallar.
And it's not because people are always trying to hurt people. No es siempre porque alguien quiere dar daño a algo.
It's just sometimes because we're humans.
A veces es solamente porque nosotros somos humanos.
We get tired. We mess up. We walk away.
Nos cansamos a veces. Fallamos a veces. Nos alejamos a veces.
Even when we promise to stay,
sometimes we don't.
Got love songs all about it. Heartbroken songs.
Aun cuando prometemos quedarnos, a veces no lo hacemos.
But today I want to talk to you about a love that isn't fickle.
Quiero hablar de un amor que no es tan normal.
It's not the same type of love that we see in our world today.
No es también el amor que nos vemos aquí en el mundo hoy.
A love that sometimes is only based on emotion and on the moment.
A veces un amor que es solamente en nuestras emociones y también en el momento.
But God's love is a love that sticks with us and has been with us even from the very beginning.
El amor del Señor es un amor que está con nosotros antes que nosotros nos tuvimos aquí en este mundo.
Él estaba pensando en nosotros. God was still looking and thinking about us and loving us even before we were born.
El amor de Dios es tan poderoso.
God's love is so powerful.
It's a love that's not just for a season.
No es por una temporada.
It's not until the feelings fade.
No es hasta que acaben las emociones.
No es not even until death.
No es solamente hasta la muerte.
God's love is a love that says, I will never leave you or forsake you.
El amor de Jesús, del Señor, es un amor que dice, nunca te dejaré y ni te abandonaré.
It's a love that, listen to me, doesn't quit when you mess up.
Es un amor que no se rinde cuando nosotros fallamos.
Óyeme bien.
Que cuando fallamos, when we mess up, God's love doesn't just stop.
Cuando fallamos, el amor del Señor todavía está con nosotros, entre nosotros caemos.
Even when we fall down, God's love is still with us, even in the down moments.
También en esos momentos bajos, el Señor todavía está con nosotros.
We see that in the prodigal son, don't we?
Vemos esa ilustración también en el hijo prodigal.
Pródigo,
¿qué le pasó a él?
Él se fue de la casa de papá.
He left from his father's house.
Él se fue a un país tan lejos.
He went to this far away country.
Él todo lo que él tenía, el dinero, lo botó todo en fiestas.
He threw all his money away in partying, this riotous living.
Y después, los tiempos eran
peor. Y peor, un hambre por la tierra.
There was a great famine on the land because things just started getting worse and worse.
Y lo más bajo que él estaba,
the worse that it got, the lower that he got,
God's love was still with him.
The Father's love was still with him.
El amor del Padre estaba con él hasta esos momentos que él estaba lo más bajo.
God was with him. He didn't stop. How do we know? ¿Cómo sabemos que el amor estaba con él? Porque cuando el papá le vio de la distancia, él se paró y también empezó a correr a su hijo. He got up. How do we know he loved him so much? Because when his father saw him coming back from afar off, it wasn't anything that motivated him to get up and run to his son. It was nothing but love. El amor de Dios fue la motivación que él fue a correr a su hijo. Nunca, nunca dejó de amar a su hijo. God never, never stopped loving his son. Did he want him to change? ¿Quería que él cambiara? ¿Cambiaré? Yes, sí. But his love was still there. It's a love that holds on even when you let go. Es un amor que se aferra incluso cuando nosotros nos soltamos. And it's not a fairy tale kind of love in the movies. No es una cuenta de hadas. Es real. This is real love. And that's why we've been talking about God's amazing love these last 3 weeks. Estamos hablando esas tres semanas del amor tan profundo, un amor tan asombroso del Señor. And today we're still talking about the staying power of God's love. God's love stays. También hoy estamos hablando del amor de Dios, el amor, un amor que no se va, un amor que permanece entre nosotros. Most of us know what it feels like when someone walks away. Muchos de nosotros sabemos que cómo se siente cuando alguien se va de nuestra vida. Maybe a friend who stopped calling, un amigo que dejó de llamar, a parent who maybe wasn't there, un padre que no estuvo presente, somebody who promised to do something but didn't follow through, alguien que prometió hacer algo pero no lo cumplió. And if people can leave, maybe we wonder, well, does God leave? Y si la gente a veces se van, también nosotros pensamos que, pues, quizá el Señor también puede alejarse. Maybe when I fail, he leaves. Cuando fallo, quizá él me va. Maybe when I fall off, cuando me alejo. Maybe when I don't feel him anymore and I'm not feeling his presence anymore. Quizá cuando no siento cerca de él, quizá en ese momento. But I want you to listen what Scripture said. Romans 8:35, Romanos capítulo 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? Dice, ¿quién nos apartará del amor de Cristo? La tribulación, la angustia, la persecución, el hambre, la indigencia, el peligro, o la violencia. In other words, he's saying, can a bad week separate us from God's love? Quizá una mala semana viviendo en pecado puede separarme del amor de Dios? Can stress separate me from it? ¿El estrés puede hacerlo? ¿O can addiction separate me from God's love? ¿La adicción puede hacerlo? ¿Can anxiety do it? ¿La ansiedad puede hacerlo? ¿Can my past separate me from God's love? ¿Mi pasado puede separarme del amor de Dios? And Paul's clear answer is no. La respuesta de Pablo es claro. No. He says in verse 37 and 39, no, in all things we're more than conquerors in him who loved us, for I'm convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I got to try that all in Spanish. Woo! En todos estos somos más que vencedores por medio de aquel que nos amó. Ni la muerte, ni la vida, ni los ángeles, ni los demonios, ni lo presente, ni lo porvenir, ni los poderes, ni lo alto, ni lo profundo, ni cosa alguna en toda la creación podrá apartarnos del amor que Dios nos ha manifestado en Cristo Jesús, nuestro Señor. Paul wrote about it. Pablo escribió de eso mismo. Peter also lived it. David also lived it. David, if you remember David running from God. David huyó de la presencia de Dios. David ran and he hid. David se escondió. David failed. David falló. But he discovered something amazing. Descubrió algo maravilloso. Go with me to Psalm 139, verse 7 to 10. En Salmo 139, versículo 7. Psalm 139, 7. What did I do? Psalm 139:7, right? All right. We back. Where can I go from your presence? Where can I flee from you, Lord? ¿A dónde podría alejarme de tu espíritu? ¿A dónde podría huir de su presencia? David was saying, look, I no matter where I go, I'm running to this place. Y a veces no, él está diciendo, yo estoy huyendo a este lugar. Sometimes we do this, don't we? A veces nosotros lo hacemos también. Sometimes we run from God. A veces corremos del Señor. The preacher calls you and you see the number on the phone. Domingo está llamando. Hey, no quiero contestar. Un miembro, somebody that you know is going to hold you accountable or ask you some questions. Alguien que tú sabes que te ama, que te está llamando para apoyarle. No, hoy no. Sometimes we run into our own places. We think that, well, I just need to be alone. A veces pensamos, yo solamente necesito mi tiempo, solo. So corre, rápido de la iglesia, de la presencia, de mis hermanos y mis hermanas. And sometimes I just want to be alone. So I'm going to run away from the church, away from my brothers, away from my sisters, away from my responsibilities. I see people that run from church to church to church to church seeking things. A veces yo veo a alguien, algunas personas que se van a una iglesia, otra iglesia, otra iglesia, otra iglesia, buscando algo. They always find a problem in the church, though. I'm going to just tell you that. They always find a problem in the church. Guess what? Why? We're people. We're messy. There's no perfect. You know, a veces pensamos que no vamos a tener problemas allá o allá o allá y después vamos para allá y hay problemas aquí también, ¿verdad? En cada lugar hay problemas. Anyway, that's not part of my sermon, but anyway. No podemos escapar el amor de Dios. We cannot escape God's love. You can't run away from his presence. He sees all. He knows all. No podemos huir de su presencia. Él sabe todo. Él ve todo. And so we're talking about this great kind of love. And I want you to see why this is important. Este tipo de amor es un amor tan importante because it changes so much in our lives. Cambia mucho en nuestra vida. See, we don't have to perform to get God's love. No tenemos que performar para ganártelo. You don't have to be perfect. No tenemos que ser perfecto. Hay muchos que no vienen al Señor porque creen que tienen que ser perfectos antes de presentarle al Señor. There are many people who believe that you have to have things perfect. I've got to get my life together before I present my life to God, before I give my life to God. And to that I say, well, is that how you deal with the doctor? Y con eso yo digo, eso es la misma manera que vemos doctores también, right? No, you understand, sabemos que cuando estoy enfermo, me presento al doctor. When I'm sick, I take myself to the doctor because I know there's something I cannot do for myself. Sabe en ese momento que voy al doctor que hay algo que yo no puedo hacer por yo mismo. Porque si yo voy al doctor, I'm just tell you right now, if I'm going to the doctor, I've already tried a lot of things. Si yo voy al doctor, ya yo tomé la medicina, el NyQuil, el de esto, right? I'm taking everything on the shelf. And sometimes I try to keep, I try to keep old medicine. All right, but that y'all didn't hear that. You're supposed to throw it away and go, maybe I need this later so I don't have to go to the doctor. Pero cuando tenemos un problema tan grande que no podemos nosotros arreglar en nuestra vida, en ese momento presentamos al doctor sabiendo que él es capaz, o pensando que él es capaz para ayudarme en este momento. When I go to the doctor, I go with the expectation I'm gonna tell you my problems, and I just believe that you've got enough wisdom, that you've got enough training, that you're going to be able to help me in my situation because I can't help myself. No tienes que ser perfecto. You don't have to be perfect. You got to come. You've got to present yourself. You've got to show them where it hurts. Tú no tienes que ser perfecto. Tú tienes que venir y enseñarle dónde es que tienes el dolor. Y él es capaz. He's able. He's able. He's able to help. Él es capaz para ayudar a cada nosotros. God's love is a different kind of love. God's love stays. But God's love doesn't mean you need to stay where you are. Okay, all right, let me say that in Spanish then. I didn't get enough on that. El amor de Dios permanece wherever you are. No importa dónde estás. El amor de Dios permanece. God's love stays. Doesn't matter where you are. But that doesn't mean he wants you to stay where you are. Pero eso no dice que Él quiere que nosotros quedamos donde nosotros estamos. El amor del Señor estaba con el hijo pródigo cuando Él estaba en fiestas. En todo. God's love was with his son when he was out there partying and in riotous living. But he didn't, because he loved him so great, porque él le amó tanto, he didn't want him to stay there. Porque el amor del Señor es tan poderoso. Él no quiere que quedamos en esas situaciones que Él sabe que no es el mejor para nosotros. God wants the best for us. El Señor quiere el mejor para nosotros. And guess where the best place that the prodigal son recognized and realized? Guess where the best place was? Imagínate, ¿cuál fue el sitio donde era el mejor sitio para el hijo pródigo? In father's house. En la casa de papá. He didn't realize it when he was there. Él no se di cuenta cuando él estaba ahí mismo. Pero las circunstancias en su vida, but the circumstances in his life proved to him and showed him where he needs to be. Le demostró a él las circunstancias en su vida que tenía que estar, que debía estar con el Señor, en la casa del Señor. Today, every time I give a message, toda vez cuando yo doy un mensaje, I'm preaching and I'm teaching to get to this moment. Estoy predicando a llegar a este momento. Porque en este momento este sermón no es para nosotros. Because at this time, this sermon is no longer for us. No es para mí. It's not for me. Pero es para ti. It's for you, individually. Individually. It's a heart examination. Es un momento de una examinación de nuestros corazones. And God wants us to ask these questions about where we are in our relationship with Him. El Señor quiere que nosotros tenemos esas preguntas de dónde es, dónde estamos con Él. ¿Estamos bien con el Señor? Are we good with God? ¿Estamos en fuego por el Señor? Are we on fire for the Lord? Where are we? Where are we? If today, this morning, you have yet to come and to put the Lord on in baptism and come into a relationship with Jesus Christ. Si esta mañana ya no ha aceptado el llamado del Evangelio de Jesucristo para venir y dar su vida al Señor. Today can be your day. Hoy puede ser su día. Un día de liberación, a day of liberation, a day that the Lord will wash away your sins. Un momento que el Señor va a limpiar sus pecados. A love that God has so much. Recuerda in the prodigal son. Un amor tan poderoso que cuando él vio a su hijo llegando, regresando. When he saw his son from afar coming back to him, he got up and began to run to him. Él levantó y corrió a su hijo. That's the loving Father we have. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how far you've gone from Him. What matters right now is what you're going to do. What will you do at this moment and beyond? Lo importante no es que yo hizo, no lo pasado, lo que pasó ya. No, lo importante es este momento, ahora mismo. ¿Qué voy a hacer hoy, ahora, por el Señor? This is your message today. This is your invitation. Will you come to Jesus? Hearing the message of the gospel that Jesus died, He was buried, and He rose. Puedes venir hoy oyendo el mensaje del Evangelio. Jesús vino, murió, resucitó. And in that message is also an illustration for us. We've got to die. Romans 6 talks about this. Romanos 6 nos dice que también es un ejemplo para nosotros, también un mandamiento para nosotros. Jesús murió, le tumbaron en la tumba, le ponieron en la tumba, they buried him, y él resucitó, and he rose. Jesus died on the cross. He was buried in the grave, and he rose on the third day. Y también dice a nosotros que nosotros tenemos que obedecer el Evangelio. The Bible tells us that we too must obey the gospel. Well, how do we do that? We do that in baptism, in an obedient baptism. It's not just getting wet. No hacemos, obedecemos el Evangelio en el bautismo, pero no es solamente poniendo agua en nosotros, no. It's a desire first to surrender to Jesus Christ, to give yourself over to Him, to give yourself away to Him. Es un deseo para entregar su vida entera al Señor, a presentar nuestras vidas al Señor totalmente. And then walk with Him each day. That doesn't mean you're going to do it perfect. Y también anda con Él cada día. No dice que no quiere decir que lo va a hacer perfectamente. No lo hacemos perfectamente. We're not going to do it perfect. None of us do. But now we've got a standard. Now we've got a light shining in darkness. Ahora tenemos un estándar. También tenemos una luz en la oscuridad que nos va a llevar al Señor. That would take us to the right way to heaven. Maybe this is your day, your opportunity to come. And you know that this is a message for you. Quizás tú sabes que ese mensaje es directamente a ti. And you are ready to respond in baptism today. Y tú estás listo ya responder en el bautismo hoy. If you're ready, God's ready, we're ready, the angels in heaven are ready, We've got clothes ready. Si está listo, tenemos, nosotros estamos listos. Los ángeles están listos. Tenemos ropa. Todo está listo ya. Si está listo. Are you ready? If you're ready, won't you come right now as we stand and we sing the song of invitation.
Just as I am without one plea, but that...
All right, my brother. I'm going to take a confession from you first. And then, and then you just all you have to do, say, I do. If you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then we're going to baptize you here. I got some clothes back here. I'll take you in the process right afterward, okay?
Oh, Lamb of God, I come. I come.
Can you get him ready in the back? Hold on real quick. One moment. We're going to sing another song in just 1 second. Isaiah has come forward. I don't know if you remember. Amen. We can do that. We can do that for sure. What was it? About a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago, he went to another church. And then he went to another church first. You want to tell your story? All right. He went to another church. He can tell a story. His brother does talk well. But he went to another church first, and there was something that happened over there that made him turn and come here. And we know what made him turn and come here. Right? Amen. So, but we've been talking on the phone. We had a Bible study. He's been consistent from the very beginning. Matter of fact, I slowed him down. The first day, he was like, I want to get baptized. Like, let's talk first. All right. He's been very consistent in his desire. And so this is his opportunity now to be able to put on and to be able to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Yes. All right. That confession brought death to Christ, but it's going to give life to you as you put him on in baptism. We're going to get you prepared for baptism. Go ahead and follow after this young man here. Amen. 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 You can be seated.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidest me come to como soy, sin más decir.